This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This week on Earth 2, the Democratic Convention started on Monday in Milwaukee to nominate Joe Biden. Here in our reality, the Dems are going to have a virtual convention sometime later this summer. The GOP, meanwhile, having moved its gathering from Charlotte, North Carolina to Jacksonville to let more people gather, is now said to be scaling things back, seeing as how nobody checked with the virus and what its plans are. But look, even without conventions, candidates are going to be nominated and there's going to be an election. So why all the machinations? Yes, one big reason is to get those candidates a bunch of free media, granted. But as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, don't forget about the money.
When a big political convention came to town, at least in the before times, it juiced the local economy, sold out hotel rooms, packed convention centers, people coming from all over to spend money and ask for money. Sheila Krumholtz is at the Center for Responsive Politics.
It is an opportunity for the candidates to court the media and especially elite mega donors, where they have private affairs, where mega donors and candidates often are kind of ensconced in their own special party space.
And not just for the mega donors and big name candidates. Lisa King of Jacksonville, Florida, says she's been to every Democratic National Convention since 1992. At one point, she was running as a pro-union candidate for city council, and she says the convention gave her a boost.
It has been an opportunity for me to meet union leaders from all over our state and, in fact, outside our state boundaries. So I was able to raise money from local unions because they got an opportunity to meet me in person.
Having local officials, national politicians, and the media all in one place also presents a marketing opportunity for issue groups and businesses.
For example, I had never heard of Uber until the 2012 Democratic National Convention in Charlotte. But we had a coupon in our delegate bags to allow us to use Uber while we were in Charlotte.
Conventions can be expensive for delegates. Hotels, travel, meals, it adds up. So according to convention veteran Lisa King, sponsored events offer free food and booze.
Delegates are on a budget, and so they do like to go to those events also because they're going to get fed.
King says what she'll miss most about an in-person convention this year is catching up with old friends, coordinating with other state politicians and activists, and being a part of history. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.